The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is September 20th, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong is a monthly guest on the show, and he is sponsoring me for Iceland, which we're going to have some news on that possibly today, too. Secondly, Sorenx Exercise Equipment, sorenx.com. 803-978-2253, extension 111. They sponsored me, too, for Iceland with the Diamond Bar. Check that out at sorenx.com. Next, we have Hearts Collision. That's for New York State residents only. Heartscollision.com, 518-477-7937. Anybody that's listening to the show knows I'm training Alex's son, Little Al. Yesterday, the guy was a machine. It looks like he's going to train with me all winter, so I'm very excited about that. Plus all the other stuff that's going on around here. This place is like in shambles, man, and not in a bad way either. It's in a great way. We got another, believe it or not, we got a brand new sponsor to the show, and the name of the company is adex.com, and they do Indian clubs like I've never seen. And I had Donnie on the other day. Donnie Gianfardino, good Italian boy like me, and he was on the show on Motivation the other day, and these Indian clubs are real unique. You screw the ends off, and you can go anywhere from 2 to 25 pounds on the club, so he's going to send me one. I'm going to try it out. I can't wait, but Donnie's on with us now, and I thank adex.com. So it's adexclub.com. Go out and check it out. Donnie's real accessible. He's down in Florida. That's where they build them. He looks like he's got some fine stuff, and I can't wait to get a hold of that next month. Next, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. 10 paragraphs to make you think, act, commit, and take action. And you know something? Basics are still the best. Scale your life down, man. You're going to be a lot happier, and you'll be a lot stronger. So FiorelloBarbellCo.com. The winner's circle is done. I'm just waiting. Yesterday, I was telling Aaron, who's on the show today, that we were down simulating. Well, we were down filming everything with a backdrop. One backdrop is going to be like the Rocky movies with the big stairs going up. And the other ones we did in the park, basically right next door to it. And the sun was bolting through two trees at about 7:45 here in Albany, New York time. So wait till you see this stuff. It's all the promotion for the product. These two products, Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle, to date, are the best things I've done so far. But we've got many, many more pieces sitting there to go, and we're going to keep blowing this Winner's Circle database up. So check that out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. If you go into either one of them, Strength Times Power Equals Success, you can get into it for $7 right now. It is regularly $197 for that package. It covers everything. And I used every exercise in there to cut 43 pounds off Dennis, if you remember, about a year and a half ago. So check it out and go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Next, we've got sponsorship. It's $500 a month. $30 goes to MDA, as I told everybody. It goes for flu shots for the kids. They're real vulnerable this time of year. At least if they get a flu shot, there's an opportunity that they'll be around next spring. That's what killed my brother Jimmy. He got pneumonia. And he perished. They did everything they could for him. So this is real close to my heart. So check that out at FiorelloBarbellCo.com or MotivationMuscle.com. Hit sponsorship. It's got the page. It'll take you right through it. If you need any type of branding, Chris can do that for you. Does all of our stuff here. 800-687-1609. That's MonsterDevelopment.com. Tell Chris we sent you. Well, today we have my co-host, Aaron Mackin, with us. And in case you haven't heard these shows, but these shows are doing incredible. which is very, very good. The two shows we've done are the people that, well, let me put it to this way. Everybody's pretty stoked, and more people are discovering it. But if you haven't heard Training Game, as you know, Erin is my co-host. She's a U.S. Marine. She's also a nutritional coach, and she's the owner of Paleo Effects, and she is a strength and endurance athlete. And I know she's trained people before, too. So she's got quite a resume. And she's, you know, we're going to talk about three things today, which we do every week. We're going to talk, first of all, thinking is required. That's going to be the training aspect of the show. She's got a cherry vanilla smoothie, and she's got chicken Marcella, which I love chicken Marcella. So that's going to be great. But we're going to bring Erin in right now, and we're going to have Erin tell a little bit about herself. So, Erin, welcome to Motivation and Muscle.
Thanks, Eric. Hey, friends. I'm so glad to be back on. Thank you for inviting me back. I love it. So about myself, I will just say, well, number one, I'm so excited to hear what you have to say, Erica. Anytime we start talking about the thinking piece, I get really interested, because I really think that's sort of where everything comes from, our drive. Yep. But, you know, I'm back on orders with the Marine Corps, where I took a little break. I was working for Microsoft. I've been on and off. If anybody's listened to the show before, I've been in the Marine Corps, out of the Marine Corps, back in, always connected, though, with whether it's reserves or active duty. But it's really exciting. I'm working on a really interesting and huge project for the Marine Corps, and I hope you guys hear about it just through other channels later on. And then just with me and this Paleo Effects work that I do, it's really nutrition coaching and wellness coaching. As I got into cooking for people and doing nutritional cooking for them, where I was working on getting them exactly what they needed in each meal for their goals, that became a lot of work, and I really wanted people to learn how to do that for themselves. And then I got into the coaching, and then I learned how to test people's hormones and, you know, whether or not they were in a state of oxidative stress and whether or not they were detoxing and how their gut function is, and just digging deeper and deeper for what's going on behind chronic issues and how to optimize performance. And I just love wellness coaching. I hope that that's what I do for the rest of my life. There you go.
It's awesome. It's important, too, because you look at a lot of people, and they're falling apart at the seams. Yesterday, I went to a diner here locally that's been around forever, and the guy that owns it, this guy, it's called Johnny B's. It's real small, but it's like walking into the 50s. And he's a great guy. We've gone there for years. And, we were talking and stuff, and he's over 290 pounds. And he says, you know, he's meniscus crap, and he's hobbling, and he's just going through a divorce, and he's trying to sell his big house. I mean, I think he's got some dough. And he's talking to me about training and everything. And he said, what have you done? And I told him, and blah, 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 blah. And make a long story short, he's like, well, I'd like to come over and check it out and all this. And I think to some point he's serious, but I don't know. And this is where, like, we're going to kind of segue right into this right here, where thinking is required. And you know, Erin, you've been doing it a long time. And, you know, I know that you've got a lot of enthusiasm like myself, and you got tons of passion for what you do, and you love talking about it and spreading the word. But that's a great thing. But, you know, everybody will shake their head yes and say, yep, I'll try it, you know, or I'm going to come over, or, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds, or I want to get stronger. I want to just be able to pick my child up without my back going out from under me, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't know if he'll do this or not. Maybe he will. You know, I gave him an open invitation. He wanted to come over and watch a little Al train. I was like, I don't do that because, you know, I don't want to put anybody in a position where maybe they don't feel comfortable. I don't know if he would or wouldn't, but that's not going to be what I do. You know, he's got to come over here for himself, see what's here. You know, I told him already, this is not you know, a Planet Fitness or a chain gym or anything like that. You come back here, this is all working style gym. It's not pretty, it's not clean, but I can guarantee you come back here and want to train, and you let me train you correctly, I guarantee you, you're going to get results. I'll give you your money back. That's how sure I am of myself. But thinking is required. This is the subject we're going to, Aaron and I are going to talk about today. And when you have to do something, okay, mentally, anything you do with training is mental. You know, I don't care how good of an athlete you are. You might be able to skate that for a little while, but as we all know, you're going to hit a brick wall sooner or later. We all have some sustain, some run, some want to keep going. As I've been saying lately in my experiences is this, two things. It's not over until I win, and second of all, I'm not following the path through the forest. I'm the guy making the path through the forest, and you can come follow me if you want. You're welcome to. And these are real important because you don't think, you know, you can overthink. There's no doubt about it. I've done it. Everybody's done it. But when you're going to lay something on the table, and we'll use a couple of for instances here. Let's just think about, okay, we've got a goal. Say we want to squat 250 pounds, okay? And we've trained before. We're kind of new to the game. We've been around the gym, blah, 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 blah. And we got to figure this out. How am I going to get to 250 pounds? And the wheels are turning now, and it's like I can go out and read everything I want on the internet. I can talk to people, but I really need somebody that's going to kind of guide me a little bit in this whole experience I'm going to take on, because if you can't think about what you want to do, you can't make any goals with anything you're going to do. And let's face it, goals are required. No matter what you do, anybody can say, just go shoot for it. Maybe you do get lucky and you hit that 250 the first time out. But chances are, if you're not building quality strength leading up to that big lift, the chances of failure are going to be very, very high. Now, not everybody handles failure well. You know, whether that's in your lifting life, romantic life, professional life, whatever it is that you want to get into. So you've got to be able to think things through, and you've got to have a backup too. Should you fail, I always like to always make sure in the back of my head, what are we going to do to correct this and correct it quick? Because unless you've overtrained your body, you've got to be able to correct this fast. You don't want this to linger for like 2 or 3 months, because the more that stuff is in your head, the chance of repeating is going to happen over and over. And I don't know, I'm going to go right to you with this question too, Aaron. As soon as I say this, is this. What I've done when I've really like blown myself out mentally, all right, and I've had a failure in something big, if I don't correct it quick, I start seeing my other lifts starting to go the other way too. And then you're like, you know, I've got a bad Italian temper when stuff like that gets really pushed. And the more pissed off you get, the more things are going to keep going the other way. So in your experiences with training and stuff, and say you've missed something you wanted to do, how do you like to correct that yourself, Aaron?
I look at things threefold. I'm glad you asked me this. This is a great question. I've got three layers of defense, if you will. So yep. I've got the things that I like to do immediately, which is a lot of what you're saying, like go right back and attack it, like address it, find out, you know, go back in, whether or not it's giving myself some. For me, it's typically I've overdone it and I need more rest if we're talking about training. If it's not that, maybe it's trying something that I think is just as challenging and a like lift or like challenge that's similar but not the exact same thing. And I'll go and do that because what I basically need is the confidence to know that I can achieve that thing, whatever it is. So if I can do something like it that I've always sensed is just as difficult but might be slightly different, I'll go and do that. And then the other thing is running. Basically what Marines do is they run towards fire, right?
Yep.
So the more I feel fear and the more I feel intimidated, the more my drive is to get back at it or to do something about it. So it really is usually kind of a combination, and it's an art and science, right? You have to know yourself. Do I really need to take a longer break than I'd given myself? Maybe, you know, maybe this is related to something physiological. Maybe it's blood flow. Maybe it's, you know, to having kind of being too amped up. Who knows? But you really have to look at yourself from outside yourself and run through some questions about, is this a physiological issue? Is this a mental issue? Is this even maybe a spiritual issue? And I need to readdress. And I always take into account that maybe I need a different plan altogether, or maybe what I was committed to doing and what is my plan all up, I might have to reinvestigate that. We're dynamic beings. Our lives change very quickly. I'm not saying drop your goals when things aren't going your way, but there is a fine line between needing to redirect your energy and finding an excuse to quit. And you have to know that difference kind of between being hard and being smart. So that's like my first layer, is to really look at myself and to ask questions from outside myself. And the second one is sort of like an immediate enlistment of help from people around me, friends, trainers that I work with, kind of getting their take on things and reaching out to local community folks, depending on what goal we're talking about. I think people, I know I isolate a lot. I tend to do that. I tend to be more of an introvert sometimes. But folks need to reach out and rely on their community. You've gathered a large community of people around you. I mean, now that we've got social media and things like this, folks can email and reach out and say, hey, can I call you? And there's a person on the other end that's willing to give you some recommendations or go train with you. And sometimes that's all you need. And I would say my third level of help is like complete professional outside help. I'm going to reattack this with somebody who runs like a program maybe that I've never reached out before and pay them for their good advice.
No, that's three really good examples. I mean, definitely. I find there's two things right now. When you're thinking about stuff and say things are going the opposite way with you, and you can change up, I've done it. But sometimes I'll go in and do just one thing and just brutalize it. And I mean, a lot of times it all depends. If you're really beaten up physically, that could cause a little problem with you to go in and do something like that. You could even push yourself further into the hole. But the reason why I like to do stuff like that, and this is my personality, though. This isn't for everybody. Let's just say things are really going up in smoke with everything right now, whether it's, you know, stones, legs, whatever I'm doing at the time. I might go in because I love, you know, talking for me enough. I mean, I love doing squats. Squats are probably, if there's a barbell exercise, that's what I love. It's my forte. I just love loading the spine, you know, coming off those pins and seeing if it's going to shear me in half or if I'm going to stand up straight and proud, okay? There's a lot to be said with stuff like that. And here's the example about thinking about something like that. I'll literally go in there and say I do quarter squats. And let's just say I'm going to go to 1,000 pounds for the day, 900 to 1,000, depending how everything's feeling. I have found doing that can do more for you than backing off. Because if you complete that, that creates another fold of confidence in you. Now, to do things like that, let me put a disclaimer somewhat on. Make sure if you try anything like that, you know, you have the experience. But, you know, we all know that anything you do with weightlifting can be tempered to any size weight you need. So if I can hit a quarter squat that night with 1,000 pounds and you don't have a ton of experience, well, why can't you hit a quarter squat with 300 pounds, okay? It's just learning. Like Aaron said, you know, maybe you have to go outside and find a trainer. Okay. So let's forget about that part of it right now. I'm not going to go find a trainer right now. I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to do. So I've done that, all right? Now, when you walk out of there, suddenly it releases, you know, everybody's talking about endorphins and all this stuff going on, and we don't know what's going on with us psychologically and everything. You know, we guess, and we do have stuff that's concrete. But really, does anybody really know what's going on? Does anybody know what the brain is experiencing when I grab a bar and twist it like I'm going to break it in half? They can guess. They can hook me up to machines, but it's a guess, all right? So what I'm saying, what I draw from stuff like this is this. A lot of times it's worked and it's failed too. But when it works, all I do is take all my weights, no matter what I'm doing, and back them down anywhere from 50 to 70% and have at it again and start climbing back up to what I had. Well, this has worked for me so many times. It's built a bigger and bigger and stronger platform and body. So if you can think these things through like this, if you have the experience of this, this will work wonders for you. And it does work. I've done it for years. And then secondly, you want to talk about thinking. I've just taken upon this thing. I'm not going to say much about it because it's not proven yet. I'm doing a thing called knuckle down training. And as everybody knows how much I like stones, and things are pretty iffy this year about going away because of the business and the way it's grown and everything. And I've had opportunities already. People are talking to me about going to Iceland and Scotland trip in May of next year, which would be cheaper, number one, et cetera, et cetera. But who knows? If things turn the way I'm planning, I could leave here in December. Last time we got caught in a storm, almost got killed. That's the whole point of the matter. Go and risk your life for something that's worthwhile. I'm not going to sit around on a couch and be a baby sucking my thumb. That isn't how I work. So I've taken on this new program that I've written for the next 6 months. And obviously there's going to be tweaks, but it is very, very strenuous, very dangerous. But yet I'm not sure yet. I can't say it, but I think the result producing effects of this are going to be like nothing else I've ever done in my whole training. And I've done some pretty serious stuff. And it's basically encompassing learning how to meld the Hoosa steel stones here with the power rack squat. Now, obviously, I'm going to do neck work because I'm a big neck guy. I love doing that. I want to get my neck as big as I can. Most of the grip work is going to be, obviously, when you're gripping a stone like that. But I do some things with rocks where I'll do a bent row with a handhold trying to dig my fingers through it. And Ryan Pitts, who's doing a joint venture with me on the Hoosa steel stones, he's building me a Thor's hammer, which he won't even tell me what it is. But he said when you see this, it'll be unbelievable. I do know that you can load these things to like 50 pounds or more a shot alone in him, but he's building some other device for my hand, so we'll have to see when that gets here. So the thought process I used to create this whole knuckle down program is I just kept thinking, okay, how am I going to develop the first 6 weeks? All right, so, well, it's probably going to be 4 to 6, but I did 6 weeks of this. And tonight, on the fourth week, I always change. We talked about this last week on the show with Aaron and myself about one-sided training. I think one-sided training, if you give this a shot, you can become a monster off this, but you got to be patient and do it. Tonight is one-sided training. Tonight I'm going to strictly train my right side. As I said last week, it will be a pollen, one-sided squats. That's a 2-inch bar. You're going to put on the in the power rack and the pin. Same concept as two legs, but one leg dead stop off the pin. The next is going to be a 2-inch handle for a bent dumbbell row. And then that apparatchik we built so we can press any size dumbbell on the power rack will be my pressing movement tonight. Will there be maximum weights? Absolutely not. That's not why the reason – this is not the reason for this. is to complement everything. And besides that, I'd use the thicker bars because I don't want to be pulling monster weights with my hands with a row or press because I want to be able to come back. Today, Sunday night, I won't go out till about 7:30 Eastern time. I'll be done, I hope, by about 9:15. And I got to be ready to go by Wednesday at the latest. And that will start the knuckle down right all over again at the bottom position of the squat. But not to belabor this whole thing, what I'm trying to say is I've taken 6 months and thought it out. And this is what you have to do. Obviously, you're going to have to make changes. You could get injuries, tweaks, whatever. But I don't think on those lines. I'm thinking we're going to, like I said to Aaron before, I'm making my path through the forest. I'm not following somebody else's. So when you can think like this, and I know it takes experience, it takes decades to learn how to do this, and not everybody is equipped to think on these things. You know, like Aaron and I have talked offline too a number of times about you know, analyze things. Are we overanalyzing things? This, that, and the other thing. And you can do that, and you don't want to do that if you can help it. But you have to kind of be like a special creature to be able to kind of think ahead like this. And you have to have an awful lot of experience. And I told everybody before, and when we do the book that I want to do, and Erin is going to be involved in this if she wants to do this with me, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to build your mind. I'm talking a mind like a bear trap. So, Erin, well, I mean, comment on what you think of, like, I mean, equate it even to what you're doing or what you want to do. Like, you know, I know it's an extreme program too, but as I say on every show, even you, okay? Now, I'm three of Erin, okay? But if Erin came to me tomorrow and said, Eric, you know, I like what you're doing in the power rack. You know, I want to stay leaned out but more muscular, and I want to really learn how to, Erin and I have done some sandbag work together here, and she's very astute to that. But she comes to me and says, you know, I know you've got some small stones there. I'd like to kind of do maybe a similar thing, but maybe we'll add a few other things I like to do. Okay, so you come to me with that. So what do you think? Would that be something you think that could work for you and your personality and your mind, or is it altogether like no? So comment on that.
Which, in terms of which aspect, the programming you're talking about today?
You and I both know, okay? Like, I'm talking about knuckle down, all right? And the way I spelled it out and the way you got to think. And you come to me and say, hey, Eric, I'm really interested in this. I'd like to give it a try if you could just kind of watch over me and make sure everything's doing right. You know, kind of be like my trainer for 6 weeks. And we want to do stones. You're basically going to kind of replicate what I'm doing, only obviously it's going to be geared to what you can handle. What would you feel like something? Would you feel that would be something that might even open you right up where you haven't done anything like this ever, and it would just encourage you to be better than you'd ever be?
Absolutely. I think that with my personality, and I don't know about yours, but I've had the most personal growth, both, you know, like mentally and emotionally, right along with what I can do physically, when I'm willing to completely trust a new way of programming and to trust the process, you know, and that takes some like vetting out of a person that you trust, right? But I have that trust with you. No, completely. I think that you've got to be all in, and you can't be sort of like on your program and kind of like doing this other programming or whatever, and the thinking ahead, like you said, being a special creature in that. You do. You have to map out sort of your physical culture life out forward and go, what am I going to do with this next year that's maybe going to potentially really kind of take me the direction I want to go? So.
I think the whole thing is too, and this is where I think the big failure comes from, is as much as it's great to have a lot of material out there now, I think people that are very unsure of themselves or don't have a lot of experience can kind of get roped into a lot of stuff that's no good, especially with the kids now. You know, I told you, and I think we might have even brushed on it early on. You know, a lot of the guys that are on here, and I've got a couple of the girls that are training, you know, like MMA fighters, young girls and stuff. You know, the big thing now is kids, everybody thinks because they're anywhere from 8 years old to, say, 16, that they can just take anything and everything. And maybe to a point in a physical sense they can, but they're not mentally mature. And I think a lot of trainers don't realize that, or maybe they just don't care because, hey, you know what? I'm making so much money off this one or whatever. We'll just take a shot. And, you know, a lot of people are telling me, the parents bring them to a different gym or their gym. And the kids are, they've either been damaged physically, some had to have surgery, some not. But the thing they find more than ever is these kids are damaged mentally. And by that I mean they've kind of done such a head trip on them that a lot of them drop out. A lot of them are going to need someone that's going to really kind of nurture them for quite a while. And then eventually you know, I hate to say it, at some point, you know, birds got to fly. And it's like, you've got, it's almost, you got, like, I see a little Al yesterday. Now, he did fabulous yesterday. I didn't have to hammer on him, and I usually don't have to. But everything was so structured yesterday, it just seemed like it just flowed, everything with him. You know, I mean, he's carrying now a 90-pound stone, man. You know, this kid's never carried in his life. I mean, I'm very proud of what he's done. And you can see the mental change. When we're talking thinking is required, I'm asking him things now, and he's going, boom, right, with the response to me, where before he'd kind of give me a look and a hesitation of no confidence. Now I'm getting kind of like the steely look, and he's giving me something, whether it's on the money or not. That, to me, is a vast, vast improvement. And this is, he's learned now to start thinking on his feet, to start thinking in situations that are a little bit harsh on you. You know, I've said this to you. I've said this to other people. I always liked, you know, Rocky Balboa. Everybody knows what a big fan I am of the Rocky movies. And the last movie in 2006, I thought was a masterpiece he did. And it's a different world now, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I remember when he was in the movie saying, you know, he would do things and put himself in uncomfortable situations. And I'm a big believer in that. I like to box myself into things where it's like, you're coming out or you're not. That's just the way it is. And I can remember him saying he would squeeze a tennis ball so many times he felt like his hand was going to explode. And, of course, the first response would be like, and this is what I always get with lifting stones or going to Iceland or anywhere. Why do you want to do that? Well, why the hell do you get up in the morning, okay? What answer do you want me to give you? I love doing it. I like the ability of a solitary life back there at times, because being involved in things all week with lots of people and everything, I need to draw myself back and out, and I need to go out there like tonight. I can't wait to go out there tonight. And I don't care what it's going to be either. I mean, it's cool down here. It's like 70 degrees here. The humidity's gone. I can't wait to get out there, because hopefully it's going to be fall-like tonight out there. But what I'm getting at is this. Thinking is required, but thinking is also a great thing. When you're excited, like tonight, to go out there, you come up with all kinds of thoughts. You come up with all kinds of reasons and ideas and things that, you know, I had a discussion with somebody yesterday, Aaron, and it was interesting after we filmed. I said this, and I totally believe it. All the things that have happened in, say, the last 3 years to me, 4 years, maybe I didn't understand why they're all happening and what's going on and all this, but I can tell you, like, yesterday when I stood in front of those Rocky stairs and probably gave the four best speeches of my life to this point, now you kind of understand things. Everything that's happened, I'm starting to understand now. Well, why did this? Well, now it's led to this. And why did this? Now it's led to this. And this is the way I would tell everybody to perceive your life for the rest of your life. But this is just coming from me. You might not understand, but 5 years from now, when something really good happens, or you're in a situation that you never thought you would have been in, and suddenly, you know, you just flourish as a human being. Something miraculous happens to you. And then you can kind of figure, well, I remember this happened 2 years ago, and here I am today, and I know it was all a culmination of this. So from my personal experiences with all this stuff, you got to be a thinking man, but don't overthink. What do you think about that, thinker?
I think that you're right on, number one. It is art and science, and that's what's beautiful about the more mature you get, because you've got to be centered enough in yourself and know yourself enough to know when you're overthinking and to know when you need to dive in more. And really, that's, for me, the bottom line. As you get older, okay, you should be better at that.
All right. Well, let's talk about unless you got anything else to add. If not, let's go right into this cherry vanilla smoothie, being that it's the Italian or whatever we're going to talk about. So,
right.
Are you good with everything, though? You got anything else you want to add?
I am solid. I'm good.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. All right, so let's go into one of your expertise for sure, and let's go into the cherry vanilla smoothie.
Yeah, let's talk I love ultimate recovery and nutrition. So the color red, do you know, Eric, that the color red increases testosterone?
Yep, and it usually means fire and war, too.
Yeah, in the Marine Corps, we have a lot of things that are red. Scarlet is one of our main colors. And interestingly enough, in a lot of the old school gyms, which are a lot of the gyms that we have, we don't tend to move forward very quickly. You're going to see like red rocks, bars painted red, plates painted red, walls painted red. And it has me wondering, you know, is that kind of why? Because it gets you going. It does definitely get you amped. There's been some discrepancy, though, whether or not the color red actually increases performance depending on the task you're doing. But it definitely...
Well, if it increases testosterone, it does all the tasks.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Well,
right?
You would think so, but like the amount of finesse on those tasks...
Yep.
Right. So there can be some discrepancy there. However, testosterone's a very good thing. So in the name of red... And for some reason, Italy was with me this week. And Italy, and coming off of our like sort of 1950s era, I'm kind of still in the old school era of food.
Yep.
Cherry vanilla recovery smoothie and chicken marsala. Like we got red, we got lusciousness. It's both of them. It's fantastic. This is a sexy week. I'm just gonna throw that out there. This is a sexy week for food. So cherry vanilla recovery smoothie. I think so we're heading out now into September. Cherry season is dwindling, but still you can grab them. But however, for the cherry vanilla smoothie, actually frozen cherries work better. And you can grab a pretty cheap bag of frozen black cherries or tart cherry is great if you can get that. And then there's sweet cherries. So basically cherries are either tart or sweet, and then as a sweet variety, you can also get black cherries. Like a lot of different foods, when you start talking about sour or darker colors, you get a lot more phytonutrients, but you can't go wrong with cherries. Either way, it's going to be fantastic, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But here's the recipe. So now you guys, like you can double this or double the whey protein or whatever you want to do on the protein, but I'm just going to give you the basic one here. It's one serving whey protein vanilla, right? I use whey isolate. I've said that before. And then I'm also what is known as paleo, so I don't do dairy, but you can feel free to substitute this, you know, the ingredients that are not dairy for dairy. So half a cup of unsweetened almond or cashew milk for me. However, if you want to use milk or cream, that's up to you. Half a cup of tart cherry juice or water, because tart cherry juice can be rather expensive, but it is great for recovery. I'm sure that some of the folks out there have heard about that, and I'll go into that just a little bit. But so that's as needed. As you start blending things together, you're going to kind of hold off on the tart cherry juice or water or the mix of the two if you're trying to get yours to extend, and pour that in as you blend, okay? Mm-hmm. 2/3 of a cup of frozen cherries, and they're pitted. When you buy them frozen, they're pitted already. You don't have to mess with that and like look like you murdered somebody with red all over your hands. If you have you can also add, if you want extra protein and you're a dairy eater, you can do classic yogurt, low sugar or plain, okay? And that's just a couple big tablespoonfuls. And a teaspoon of vanilla. I always have vanilla next to my blender. I put it in a ton of things that I drink. I've got all sorts of crazy little concoctions around my blender. And then if you want it thicker and you want more fiber or a little bit more energy, you can throw in a tablespoon of chia seeds. You can get those things everywhere now. Or, you know, a few years ago, it was a little more difficult. Throw in some ice. So this is going to give you maybe upwards of 30 grams of protein, depending on the yogurt, about 10 grams of fat and carbs right where you need them, well, right where I'd want them for sure, about 20 to 26 grams, depending on whether or not you put in the yogurt and whether or not you use tart cherry juice. And lots of fiber if you put in the chia. That really helps move things along, which helps rid your body of the hormones that it needs to get rid of so that it can signal back to make more, and your body stays right where it should be in that sweet spot with testosterone or estrogen or the balance of both. So the two, like I said, the two cherries you should know about are sweet and tart. You're going to get great antioxidants with both of them. But here's some of the most notable health effects of cherries. Antioxidant protection. They are really high in antioxidants. There's a couple antioxidants specifically, anthocyanins and cyanidin. They're even superior to the antioxidant activity that you would get from taking antioxidant supplements or vitamin E. There's been studies shown on that. So then they've got cancer preventative compounds, so fiber, vitamin C, which is great for recovery, carotenoids, anthocyanins, all of those help with cancer prevention and recovery. Reduces inflammation, and then supports healthy sleep too. So we all want that as we head into the evening. You know your cortisol is supposed to drop. Eric, I know you're hitting it hard up till like 9:30, right? So the quicker that
I won't sleep tonight. I know hardly at all.
So yeah, the quicker and everything that you can do to signal to your body that we need to drop cortisol now and increase melatonin. Is a really positive thing. So cherries contain natural melatonin, so eat some cherries. It may help you sleep.
I'm going to have to get some, man, because I don't have – you know what I used to – I don't know who's got them now. They're not the same. I used to get Frozen. I'd get Cascadian Farms for everything. But I don't know. I mean, I know they've been bought out. It was a long time ago. So there's not, they've got a few different ones here, but you usually don't see much cherry-wise, at least at the co-op here, other than Cascadian. You know, then they've got the other different brands for like blueberries or mixed berries. So usually if I buy cherries, it'd be that. I love doing that. You know what I've been doing too is like, you know, the last few drinks we were talking about with the apple pie and then the first one with the watermelon drink.
Yeah.
I've been experimenting with all kinds of stuff lately, you know, whether I'm doing watermelon, some ginger, some lemon in it, and just messing around like that. Now, I'm taking that, you know, after the workout and everything, and, like, I'm going to do this. I'll get cherries this week and try this one because cherry pie is always my favorite pie in the world since I was a kid. My grandmother used to buy, you know, the pitted tart cherries and sugar them her own way. Oh, my God, man. It's like, you know, I don't know what I'd do today if she came. I wouldn't say no to her because I wouldn't insult her. But, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like they're so damn good. All that stuff's good. But go ahead.
Was good that she was using the tart cherries because researchers have noted that tart cherries have the highest anti-inflammatory content of any food per weight.
She was pretty smart, man.
Pretty
she
smart
was a
lady.
Nurse. She worked till 78 years old as a nurse, man, at Champlain Valley Hospital in Plattsburgh. She was a tough nut, man, I'm telling you, and she was a tiny little thing.
That's awesome. I love hearing stories like that. So, yeah, the cherries, I'm glad you're experimenting a little bit. So it's also good for arthritis, pain relief, but, you know, the other side to that is joint relief. You know, that's all joints, right? Cartilage and all that, anti-inflammatory compounds, like I just said. Now, in an animal study, rats fed cherry powder. Now, who knows what that would actually mean in us? They reduced their fat, their belly fat specifically. So take that for what it's worth. And then it's supposed to also lower the risk of stroke. So a bunch of stuff about cherries. But I think they were originally brought to Rome. That's sort of what we know about them as the place where it's first recorded. I had the date somewhere. I don't know. It's something like 64 BC or something like that. But really cool. Came out of there and a lot of cuisine in the Mediterranean use cherries. So use the cherries, enjoy the cherries, have a great recovery. I mean, just tons of vitamin C, vitamin A. Here we go. Here we are, 72 BC. That was a good guess.
Yeah. Good.
Enjoy your cherry vanilla smoothie as you prepare your chicken marsala. Yum, chicken marsala. So chicken marsala is a really friendly dish. It sounds fancy and sexy, but it's really super easy to prepare and takes not much time at all. I'm going to leave the carb source up to you. I eat pretty low carb most of the time. So, you know, this recipe is great for me as it is, but if you want to throw a potato in the oven or, you know, in the microwave, or go real Italian style and without, because I don't eat noodles, use spaghetti squash. So you just split the spaghetti squash in two, scoop out the seeds, put it in a pan, in like a baking pan that's got some water in the bottom, and just bake it for either 40 minutes, or you can do that in the microwave too.
You know what, Aaron, I know Italian friends, obviously, and I you know what they do with chicken marsala, believe it or not? Mm-hmm. They'll do like, they'll take angel hair and do olio with it. So if anybody is an Italian that's cooking in olive oil and garlic, mm-hmm. and you might put a little red pepper in it, what they do is they'll cook it up like that and drop that right in whatever the sauce they have, you know, with the chicken marsala and eat it that way. I know people don't want to eat a lot of macaroni, and I call it macaroni because it's not pasta. It's none of shit. It's the same way with red sauce. I call it gravy. That's what my grandparents always called it. I reverted all back to that in the last year. I never used to call it that, but now I do because it made sense to me, right?
So, right.
What I found, too, is I don't eat a lot of macaroni, and I do miss it because, I mean, we were raised on that, just like, you know, meat and potatoes and all that, and we used to usually eat it one day a week, and they still do it all on Christmas Eve at my with everybody when we get together. And they used to do the fishes and all that, but the little kids won't eat it, so we don't do that anymore, blah, blah, blah. But go ahead. I didn't want to cut in, but I'm just saying that's something they do with that for people that like to eat macaroni. But I do every once in a while like to have a little plate full of olio. I will eat that.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it and you eat pasta like that, go for it. I don't. I stay far away from it. But my child, who she'll eat rice noodles, and I know it's not the same thing, but it's pretty, right? So I'll cook rice noodles up. The great thing about those is it's like 2 minutes in the water and it's done. But other than that, like if you don't want to do that, something that I do that replicates the noodle look is spaghetti squash, and which of course you're getting, I mean, the comparison and contrast between the nutrition that you get from pasta and what you would get from squash is not even, you can't even compare it. It's just you get so much more from that and so much more fiber, and you can eat a ton more if you have that kind of appetite, and it's fairly low in calories, so you actually have to eat more to get the carbohydrates you might need. But there you go. There's some alternatives for the carbo source. So chicken marsala, moist, succulent, delicious. Basically, here's the recipe. A couple tablespoons of either coconut oil or ghee or butter if you like, but I'm always going to give you the paleo-ish recipe, right? Like I don't use that. So 4 boneless chicken breasts, pound them. Pound your chicken.
Yeah.
You can use a meat tenderizer. You can use a large rock. You can use your fist. You can use your head. You can use a brick, whatever. A cup of chopped wild mushrooms, if you can grab them. They're just, I say wild because they have got a ton more nutrition and they're tastier. They have a lot more of that mushroom savory, earthy taste to them. A lot of times, if you go to a farmer's market, you're going to have mushroom farmers there with, you know, cheap bags of mushrooms. If not, go to your local supermarket. Supermarkets are getting a lot better these days, but those fancier markets will have more varieties. If not, hey, button mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, whatever kind of mushrooms you get your hands on. A shallot and some Marsala wine. If you don't have Marsala wine, just use a sweeter wine, but there really is no replacement for Marsala wine. It's very unique. A half a cup of chicken stock. Now these days, guys, like you don't have to be making your own chicken bone broth from scratch, although I very much advocate doing that. They've got boxed free range, believe it or not, bone stock, which means they cooked the bones of these free range birds to make this stock. Pacific is one of the the brands that sells that. You can buy it online. You can buy it in little, like, small 8-ounce containers, which is fantastic. And if not, just get your regular old chicken stock or chicken broth from the store. I will tell you that the free-range stuff is really out there now, so you can definitely find it. It might not be actual chicken bone broth. It might just be the regular broth, but that's fine. It's good, better, best. You do what you can. And then some oregano, either dried or fresh. I'm raising my hand in the air and saying, please get fresh. Like, fresh, if you can do it, such a difference. It's so good. Plus, you're going to get all the health benefits of fresh. You do get some micro benefits from the dried, but not as much as the fresh. So basically, this is how you're going to cook it. You're sipping on your smoothie. You're going to heat the oil in either a cast iron skillet or whatever kind of skillet you have. Add the chicken breasts. Cook 10 minutes, turning at the halfway point. Okay, take them out of the pan and just sort of either tent them with foil or what I tend to do is I find newspaper tends to work really good to keep food sort of like warm and moist. Not directly on there. Like, I put something over it, wax paper, and then the newspaper. There's a little tidbit from Aaron to you. Add the mushrooms to the pan. So now the pan's got all that chickeny flavor in it. Add the mushrooms, cook for a few minutes, stir it, throw in the shallot, cook for another minute, throw in the wine and the broth, let it, like, boil and reduce it down. Like, then you turn it down. Let it keep cooking. Keep scraping off the little browned bits as you let it cook, and then put the chicken back in the skillet and let it soak up all that yummy, yummy, delicious, moist sauce or sauciness, and then sprinkle it with the oregano. That's going to be really amazing and delicious, and you're going to feel like you really treated yourself. If you're worried about alcohol, don't worry. Like, the alcohol cooks off. And I just want to tell you a couple awesome things about these ingredients, nutrition-wise. So, well, just as a side note, Marsala wine comes from Sicily and has a variety of grapes that isn't used in any other wine. So there's really no substitute. But, like, if you needed to substitute, use a really sweet wine. Okay, and then mushrooms. Mushrooms, low in calories. Lots of protein, lots of fiber. They have vitamin D. They have more. A large portobello mushroom has more potassium than a banana. They've got phosphorus, zinc, magnesium. They inhibit enzymes that, like, for instance, aromatase, which your body, I'm sure you've heard of, uses to make estrogen, will inhibit that. So it's definitely a great thing. They've got steroid-like molecules that inhibit histamine release and have anti-inflammatory properties. If you're, you want to keep your immune system healthy, mushrooms are definitely the way to go. And they are one of the few vegetables that have, if you want to call them vegetable, they're fungus, that has copper and selenium. So really, really good. Oregano. I have to say, oregano is amazing. It's an antioxidant, it's antifungal, it's antibacterial. I mean, those Italians knew what they were doing by putting oregano in everything. Anti-inflammatory, helps with respiratory infections, cancer fighting, helps with dandruff, bloating, fatigue, repelling insects, menstrual cramps. Jeez. It's ridiculous. Toothaches, whatever. Like, it's like the new thing, right? If you don't know what you should do, get oregano and you put that on whatever your problem is and see if
See if it works.
But there you go. There's my two recipes this week. Enjoy them. They're fantastic.
Awesome. Then why don't you give out all your information? I'll give mine and just hang on the line for a minute, please.
Yes, sir. So my information, Aaron Mackin. You can find me on Skype at Aaron Heather Mackin, but that's not the best way to get me. The best way to get me is by emailing me, E-H as in Aaron Heather, E-H Mackin, M-A-C-K-I-N, @outlook.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Aaron Heather Mackin. I've also got a page on Facebook for my company, Paleo Effects, and that's with an E. For effects, not a, the other kind of effects. So you can get me at all those places, and I look forward to hearing from you, and would be glad to take your comments or questions. Thanks.
Awesome. Besides, I said in the beginning, these shows, I mean, there's an awful lot of people out there that are getting on to this thing. These two shows have done fabulous. So we'll get this show up. It'll be up tomorrow morning for sure, because I have to get another one up today that I promised somebody. So we'll get this up, and we'll see how this thing rolls. But this is definitely the only show out there that gets into these three genres like that. So I expect more now to be following suit once they see how big this will get. So you've done a good job, kid. There's no doubt about it, you know?
Thanks.
I'm complimenting you big time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So this is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com, 1-803-978-2253, extension 111. Go out to Hearts Collision. That's only for New York residents. That's heartscollision.com, 518-477-7937. Don't forget, too, our good buddy Donnie there, Donnie Giafardino. I'm sure he eats a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And I mean a lot of stuff. Go out and check out 8xclub.com. Like I said in the beginning, these are Indian clubs where you can screw weights literally right to the end. It looks like a baseball bat. Go from 2 to 25 pounds. Donnie was on here the other day. We're going to get that show up quick because, you know, he's a real interesting guy. He's a New Yorker, man, so I really nail him good. It's a lot of fun. So go out to www.8xclub.com and tell him we sent you. Obviously, don't forget the 10 top ways to build mind and muscle. Fiorella Barbell Co., it's on. The same way with the winner's circle, strength times power equals success. We did some awesome video yesterday. Wait till you see it, man. I think it's the best stuff I've ever done to date. I can't wait to get these products out and start helping everybody. And we'll be able to turn the corner. And we've got five more already. Plus, you heard me talking to Aaron about knuckle down. Wait till you see this thing. You love stones and lifting in a power rock. I'm going to give you everything. Wait till you see what will come out next year. And I'm going to be doing video of it, too. It's just I haven't done it mainly because we haven't been able to put together people to film with me right now, and everybody's trying to get real healthy and get in shape, because when we do this, I mean, you're going to get to see right from the bottom to the top. I mean, it eventually, especially in the winter, you'll see balls to the wall like you never seen, and I can't wait, because like I told Aaron offline, man, I'm like in momentum mode right now. It's like if you touch me, you're probably going to catch fire right now. That's how I am. So go out and check that all out on FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Don't forget sponsorship, the same thing. MDA. What else when you see those kids or you have a brother or sister like that? If that doesn't give you some drive in your life, you don't have a brain in your skull. And that's what we were talking about today, thoughts. Think. Be a thinking man or a thinking woman. Don't be a follower, man. Just go and do it. And then, obviously, after that, we're going to go into Chris Bigelow, who does everything here, 800-687-1609. Tell him we sent you. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star. That's what we've gotten with everybody. We thank you for that. On Facebook, Fiorella Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. On Twitter, at Fiorello Eric. I'm trying to think. Well, all I can say is be on the lookout for all the stuff with both sites. All the film goes tomorrow to Chris, so we'll see how quick we get all that up. I always assume it's going to be very fast, too. Here's four things we always talk about here. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to tell them what you think. Help them out. You never know whose mind you're changing. You know, words can hurt or words can really help you, man. You know, help people out. There's nothing wrong with that. Secondly, as my mom said to us when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. And I'm telling you, I say this all the time, but being an observer, and I love to observe, look at how many people walk with their heads down. And it's not just the texting shit. They all look beaten and defeated, man. It's like, I don't know. I guess I come from another planet, and hopefully they're going to pull me up wherever it is. But I'm just telling you what I see. Thirdly, like tonight, I'm going to go out and lift some big chunks of 2-inch iron bars tonight with loads of weight on them. She's going to do some stones, but it's only going to be for grip work, which is still a big thing right there. I can't wait. And, you know, last but not least, like the stone says we got here in blood red domination, ain't nobody going to clip our balls. That's the way it is. We are domination. We're going to be over a million strong when I'm done with all this. And when we got people like Aaron on and another a lot of other people that really believe in this lifestyle and support this lifestyle and support this show, there's no way we're not going to get there. So stay tuned, everybody. There's going to be a lot of great things coming. It's going to be very exciting. I'm very excited. Aaron, my co-host, thank you so much for being on the show today. Another great show.
Hoorah, get some.
All right, so for Aaron Mack, and this is Eric Fiorello, thanks for listening to the show. We got a full boat starting Monday. A lot of big shows, a lot of big names. I've got a lot of shows to get up, so be on the lookout. We're coming at you. So have a great week, and go do something, you know, big in the world. Don't stand by and watch.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.